Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Hare Krishna. I'm very happy to be here with you all today. I hope you are all happy in Krishna consciousness. We are coming up to Gaur Purnima on Wednesday. Jai Shri Gaur Purnima Mahotsava Ki. Shri Gaur Purnima Mahotsava Ki. Shri Gaur Purnima Mahotsava Ki. Yes. It will be a wonderful festival. Wonderful occasion. So I thought that today we could, just to set the scene a little prelude introduction, we could read something from Bhagavad Gita. And you might say, well, Bhagavad Gita, it's a little different. It is and it isn't. But really it isn't. Our philosophy, Lord Chaitanya's philosophy, is a chintya bhed abhed tattva. Everything is simultaneously one with Krishna and different from him. So Lord Chaitanya and Krishna, they're the same, a little different, but they're also the same. There's oneness and difference there. But ultimately, the oneness is the real essence. It is Krishna. Lord Chaitanya is Krishna. Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna, Nahe Anya. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is none other than Radha and Krishna. So, there are some verses in Bhagavad Gita which, perhaps a little indirectly, but definitely, they show us some of the oneness. Krishna is the taste in water. Rasoham apsu. Krishna. Yes, so let us read then a couple of such verses. Bhagavad Gita as it is, translation and commentary by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, Chapter 18, The Perfection of Renunciation. And we will read verses 68 and 69. They're very important verses. So, 68. Ya idam paramam guyam mad bhaktesh vabidas yati bhaktim mai param kritva mam evaishyat yasamshayaha. For one who explains the supreme secret to the devotees, pure devotional service is guaranteed. And at the end, he will come back to me. And 69, Nacha tasman manushyeshu kaschin me priyakritama bhavita nacha me tasmat anya priyataro bhuvi. There is no servant in this world more dear to me than he, nor will there ever be one more dear. And there's a purport here actually to the first of these two verses, verse 68, let us read that. Generally, it is advised that Bhagavad Gita be discussed amongst the devotees only, for those who are not devotees will understand neither Krishna nor Bhagavad Gita. Those who do not accept Krishna as he is and Bhagavad Gita as it is should not try to explain Bhagavad Gita whimsically and become offenders. Bhagavad Gita should be explained to persons who are ready to accept Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It is a subject matter for the devotees only and not for philosophical speculators. Anyone, however, who tries sincerely to present Bhagavad Gita as it is will advance in devotional activities and reach the pure devotional state of life. As a result of such pure devotion, he is sure to go back home, back to Godhead. Let me read the two verses again. Ya idam paramam guyam madbhakteshvabhadasyati bhaktim mayi param kritva mame vaishyatya samshayaha nacha tasman manushyeshu kaschin me priyakritama bhavata nacha me tasmad anya priyataro bhuvi. For one who explains the supreme secret to the devotees, pure devotional service is guaranteed, and at the end he will come back to me. There is no servant in this world more dear to me than he, nor will there ever be one more dear. Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shrimati Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namane. Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharne Niravishesha Shunyavadi Paschitya Deshitarne. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Sri Vasati Gauravakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Vanchakalpa charubhyascha kripa sindubhyevacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. So Hare Krishna to everyone. Hare Krishna. And these two verses are very nice and they're very special. And one aspect of that is that it is showing how the message of Lord Krishna and the message of Lord Chaitanya, they are the same. They're not really two messages, but really they are one message, in the sense that Lord Chaitanya, or rather, well, here in Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna, this is verse 68 and 69, In verse 66, Lord Krishna made very famous statement, very, very famous statement, 1866. Sarva dharmam parityaja mam ekam sharanam vraja aham tvam sarva papebhyo moksha yashami ma shuchah. Lord Krishna, in that verse, I think so many of you are familiar with that verse. Lord Krishna says, give up all other dharmas, all other forms of religion, or even ultimately just all other activities, and mam ekam sharanam, surrender to me. And then, aham tvam sarva papebhyo, I will deliver you from all your pap, all your sinful reactions, ma shuchaha, and you will not have to worry. So this is what Lord Krishna just said in verse number 66. We just read 68 and 69. It's just following straight on. The idea is Lord Krishna is now saying, all right, if you are now ready to surrender to me, if you agree, all right, I'll surrender. So now, what are you going to do? What will your surrender be? What will it look like? Will you just stand there like, I surrender? And that's it, sort of. There you go. And now what? Now what? Just like, well, surrender, this term surrender, is a military type of term. You generally, at least that is the general use of the term in a war. One side surrenders. Oops, excuse me. This is how the word is used. It may be sometimes used in other ways, but generally it's in that type of context. Surrender. And in a war, if one side surrenders to the other, then the ones who have surrendered, yes, okay, we put down our arms, we give up our resistance, we surrender, then they become like the property of the ones who they have surrendered to, the winners. This is normally how it works. You know, for example, here in sunny Mauritius, the people, I don't know who was here before, but we assume there were some people. We know there were, we hear there were some dodos, but we assume there were some people. And then along came, who was first? I don't know, really. Was it the French? Oh, it was the Dutch. Look at that. And then along came the Dutch, and whoever was here, including the dodos, everything became the property of the Dutch. And the whole island was surrendered to them. And then who came next was the French, Francais. And the French came along, and I guess the Dutch had to surrender to them. And then later the British came, and the French had to surrender to them. And now, well, not now, but at least going back some years, the whole island was under the British, and they were using the island for them because the island was surrendered to them. This is how it works. This is how it works when one side surrenders to the other side. Then the other side takes control and utilizes the surrendered party. So, yes, when we surrender to Krishna, then the idea is not that we just stand there and say, okay, I surrender, I give up. But we have to do, in this case, what Krishna says. When you surrender, you have to do what the other people say. If they say, dig a hole, then you cannot say, well, look, I'm not much of a hole digger. I'll do something else. If you have surrendered to them, and they say, dig a hole, you must dig the hole. So Krishna has said, you must surrender to me. So it means we now have to do what Krishna tells us to do. And of course, in Krishna consciousness, there are many things to do for Krishna. You can worship the deity, you can cook, you can clean the temple, etc., etc. You can eat the prasadam. That's a good one. That's a good one. There are many things that you can do for Krishna because you've surrendered to him. Now, you must do what he says. But now, what Krishna says, though, in these two verses, immediately after saying, you should surrender to me, Krishna is saying, what is the best way to surrender? The thing he really likes if you do it. And what is it? You should give people this message of Bhagavad Gita. And Krishna says here, we read it, that Krishna says, if you do this, then you will become the most dear devotee. There'll never be anyone as dear to me as you, if you surrender to me in that way. And if you do that, Krishna says, you'll definitely come to me. You'll definitely come to me. So, of course, we can do anything for Krishna almost. At least there are so many things we can do. But what Krishna really likes it, if we do, is distribute the message of Bhagavad Gita. Of course, the one verse, the first of these two verses, Krishna says, and Prabhupada also explains in the sense that Bhagavad Gita should really be explained to the devotees. And people who are not devotees, Hare Krishna, bienvenue, kimanya. So, yes. So there are many things we can do for Krishna, and they're all good. They're all good. If they're bona fide, authorized services, and not just some concocted idea. I think I'll just serve Krishna by doing some sort of make up your own strange idea. If it's something authorized, then it's all good. But here Krishna's saying, what is the best thing? The thing is that, well, as we were saying, Krishna said, you should explain this message to the devotees. And Prabhupada was saying that people who are not devotees should not try to explain Bhagavad Gita because they will not be able to. We have Bhagavad Gita as it is. Yata Rupa. Bhagavad Gita. But there are many versions of Bhagavad Gita called Bhagavad Gita as I think it is. There are others, Bhagavad Gita as I would like it to be. And there's some which are just plain Bhagavad Gita as it isn't. Bhagavad Gita as my mother-in-law said. And so on and so forth. You know? And even sometimes, in the past at least, I've met people who say they've read some version of Bhagavad Gita. And I've asked them, so, okay, you read Bhagavad Gita? Yes. What did you learn? And I've asked a number of people that. And I remember one person said, yes, I read Bhagavad Gita, and I learned we are all God. Okay. Then I asked another one, it's a little later. He said, right, yes, I read Bhagavad Gita, and I learned there is no God. Whew. That's tough, isn't it? And then I asked another one, and he said, yeah, I read Bhagavad Gita, and I learned that my mother-in-law is God. There may be something to that. But anyway, you get all these people with funny ideas. There is no God, we're all God. God is love. God is light. But this is not Bhagavad Gita as it is. So, the devotees, Krishna said, the dearest devotee is the one who explains the message to the devotees. The fact is, ultimately, Jivera Swarupaya Krishnera Nityadas. Lord Chaitanya says, every living entity is the eternal servant of Krishna. So you can take that verse, 68, in that sense also. That everyone's a devotee, so we should try to give the message to everyone. And of course there's also the ninth offense in the chanting of the holy names, which is to preach the glories of the Lord to the faithless. But that when Lord Chaitanya, or when actually it's coming from Padma Purana in fact, when that statement is made, it means not just people who don't really have faith, but it means people who are antagonistic. They don't like these things. They're anti these things. So those people, you shouldn't preach to them because they're really faithless in a big way. But your normal average person, just typical person, they don't really have such an attitude. They're just confused and ignorant. So you should try to explain nicely to them. So that fits in with what Lord Krishna is saying here. And Krishna says, if you do like that, there'll never be any servant more dear to me than he or she. nor will there ever be one more dear. Such a devotee will definitely come to me. This is how Lord Krishna feels. And what do we see? We see this is the message of Lord Chaitanya. The message of Lord Chaitanya is every town, every village, every person, man, woman, child, even every living entity, give them Krishna consciousness. Give them the opportunity. Isn't it? That's the message of Lord Chaitanya, of course. Sankirtan movement. So in that sense, the message of Lord Krishna and the message of Lord Chaitanya, they're the same. Which, of course, is really what you would expect. You know, some years ago, maybe 10 even years ago, some time ago, there was one family in South Africa, and they were in the process of becoming devotees. The one son, the oldest son, he was already a devotee. And now his parents, they were in the process. Although they had been following a so-called incarnation of God. I will not mention his name to avoid whatever could be avoided. But he had fuzzy hair. And he is, as they say in South Africa, he is late now. So anyway, I met the parents, and they are, you know, they're very interested, but still attached to that so-called incarnation. And they said, you know, we can't figure it out. Is he an incarnation of God, the so-called avatar, or, you know, what? So they gave me one of his books, the so-called avatar, and said, read the book and see, is it the same message as Bhagavad Gita or not? So I took the book, and I didn't really read the whole thing, but sure, thank you, Krishna. But what I did, I just opened the book and just looked at the couple of pages. And the day before, I had read something from Srila Prabhupada in which Prabhupada said that, based on Bhagavad Gita, Prabhupada said that the Mayavadis, the impersonalists who think that God is not a person and we are not persons and everything is light and we should merge with the light and that's what it's all about. So Prabhupada had been talking about that, and Prabhupada said some unscrupulous Mayavadis, mental speculators, say that we are all God, but we just forgot. And now we just have to remember again, and we'll be fine. We'll be back as God. So, and actually I had read that and heard Prabhupada say that many times, in fact. But I had just very recently, the day before, read it again. So it was in my mind. So I opened the book by the so-called avatar. And you know what I read? I read, it said, we are all God, but we have just forgotten. And now all we have to do is remember, and everything will be fine. And I thought, my gosh, that's just straight out of the book, so to speak. It's just classic, like Neo-Mayavad, New Age Mayavad. So then I realized, well, I already knew, he's not God. He's just a small-time Mayavadi. So, but here we see the message of Krishna in Bhagavad Gita and the message of Lord Chaitanya, whose appearance day it is on Wednesday. They are the same. They are the same. Krishna's saying, surrender to me. How? By distributing my message. And Lord Chaitanya is saying, distribute the message. It's the same. Krishna says that satatam kirta yanto mam yatantascha dridha vrita, that the mahatmas, the great souls, people who are spiritually advanced, satatam kirta yanto mam, they're always chanting my glories. And what did Lord Chaitanya say? Kirtaniya sada Hari. Always chant the names of Hari. Yes, the names of Krishna. The message is the same, which is what you would expect because they are the same person. You would certainly expect the messages to be the same. So, Lord Chaitanya's appearance day then is coming up on Wednesday. Unfortunately for me, I will not be here. Fortunately for you, you'll not have to suffer through me too much more. I'll be in Johannesburg. But have a nice festival. Have a wonderful festival. And just really try and meditate on Lord Chaitanya and his message and appreciate how he and Krishna are the same and like that. And it'll really be a relishable experience. Wonderful experience. And if, for example, if now, today, Monday, Tuesday, if you read some verses about Lord Chaitanya and start sort of tuning in to Lord Chaitanya in the meantime, and then on Wednesday you come and just get into the festival, by the time the festival finishes on Wednesday evening, you will have transformed. You will have changed for the better. Having really absorbed your mind and heart at the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya. Oh yeah. And you'll feel, you'll see how you've actually become a different person. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Madhava Titi Bhakti Janani. Madhava Titi. The special occasions of Madhava, of Krishna, means the festival days, appearance days. Madhava Titi Bhakti Janani. Janani means mother. They're the mothers of bhakti. They're the mothers of devotion. If we really participate nicely and really get involved and engaged in the activities of these festivals, then it's really like a mother. A mother gives birth, but that's not the end of it. That's just the beginning. That is just the beginning. The mother then nourishes and protects the child for years and years, generally at least 20 years, at least, directly feeding, clothing, and, you know, instructing and helping and giving shelter to the child. So like this, these holy days, holy special occasions, if we really observe them nicely, then they nourish, protect, and help us develop our devotional mood, our Krishna consciousness. So please do like that. Now, at this point in the program, we are going to do a special thing, a little different from usual. Actually, we're going to do two special things. In the light of what we were saying about spreading Krishna consciousness and giving the message and helping others become Krishna conscious, what we want to do now in that mood is recognize and appreciate and give credit to a number of devotees who have been doing that, who have been working hard in different ways to do exactly that, give Krishna consciousness. First of all, we want to acknowledge the efforts of three devotees from Mauritius who have been engaged actually for many years in congregational development. We have awards, certificates from the International Congregational Preaching Ministry of ISKCON worldwide. So three Mauritian devotees have been awarded certificates in recognition of their outstanding service in terms of congregational preaching and ministering to the congregation and assisting people like that. So first of all, we'll give out those three certificates, and then following that, we want to recognize the service of quite a number of devotees who helped in the book distribution marathon over Shivaratri. So we'll do that, and we'll give out whatever, some things as an expression of appreciation. Just pass me those, please. So first of all, though, let us just have a look at these. The devotees who helped with the congregational preaching. First of all, this is an international award. This means, you know, we're on a very high level of participation in Srila Prabhupada's movement in comparison to other devotees all around the world. This is an award called the Meenaketan Ramdas Dharmapatni Award. Did you get that? Meenaketan Ramdas Dharmapatni Award in the category of Powerful Preacher. And this goes to His Grace Giridhari Prabhu. And his good wife, Dharmapatni Karunika Devi Dasi. Well done. Yes, yes, come. And let us pose for the photo, that's it. Which is the main camera? Which camera do we look at? Congratulations. Haribo. And keep it up. Please keep it up. Oh, okay. And now there's another award in the same category. Mina Caton Ramdas and Dharam Putney Award in the category of Powerful Preacher to Madan Gopal Prabhu and Priyasakhi Devi Dasi. And here he is, Madan Gopal Prabhu. Hare Krishna. And we're or up ki Dharam Patni kaha hai. Oh, here she is. Yes, that's right. Now, which is the official camera? Hare Krishna. Well done. Thank you. Okay. Oh, look at this. We have another one in the same category. Mina Caton Ramdas Dharam Patni Award in the category of Powerful Preacher. This is to Sudama Prabhu and Leelavati Devi Dasi. Unfortunately, they're not here right now. They're in India. They're from Petty Rafray. So, but we'll hand it over to Madan Gopal Prabhu. You can see they get it. Srila Prabhupada ki. So, of course, we really want that the congregational preaching develops. That, you know, we would like to see, let me just say a couple of things we'd like to see. We would like to find out who we are. That might sound a little extraordinary. Who we are in the sense, we would like to, you could say, do a census. You understand what I mean by census? We would like to get the names and all the details of all the devotees, really all, and who they are, where they are, how they can be contacted, their ages, their skills, their family situations, what services they'd like to do, what problems they're facing, and how they're doing in Krishna consciousness, how many rounds they're chanting, you know, at least if they're not initiated, etc., etc. We'd really like to do that and then really keep tabs on everyone. Not exactly like Big Brother. Big Brother is watching you. There was a famous movie in my childhood or youth, Big Brother is watching you. Not like a police state, but in a very, you know, open-hearted and warm Vaishnav way, really make the connections better and make them more constructive and progressive. Because let's face it, I think that to a large extent, the census, the existing data of who's a devotee and who's who, it's just in the minds of some devotees, I think. Like the Namahata leaders. You go and ask them in Fondusac, Morselmont. who are all the devotees? And he'll know, but he's the only one who knows. Yeah. So we would like to do that and see our congregation really become more cohesive, better connected, and in that way more encouraged and so on like that. Okay, so now we will go on to hear the wonderful results and to give some recognition and appreciation to all the devotees who participated in the Shivaratri Marathon just a few weeks ago. Book distribution, book distribution is really the method of preaching that Srila Prabhupada emphasized the most. Like we were saying, Krishna says we should distribute the message. Lord Chaitanya says the same thing. And we can distribute the message in different ways. Through Harinam, prasadam distribution. We can just speak to people. We can hold festivals. But Srila Prabhupada gave the most emphasis to book distribution, actually. It's a fact. So we want to see all over the world, and particularly here in Mauritius, we want to see here in Mauritius that the book distribution increases greatly. And we want to see that Mauritius becomes one of the leading countries in the world for book distribution. What do you think? So Mother Satyabhama has effectively, at least, and now I think more officially also, but she's been effectively the heart and soul of book distribution in Mauritius for many years. And now, at least on the Phoenix side, she's also officially the head of book distribution. But, you know, there's only so much one person can do. Even Lord Chaitanya in Chaitanya Charitamrita says, there's so many fruits on the tree of bhakti. How can I distribute them all myself? Lord Chaitanya says, I need help. So he appeals to everyone, please come forward and help me distribute the fruits of the tree of love of God. So in other words, we want you all, please, to come forward and approach Mother Satyabhama and get involved in the book distribution actively. So, but anyway, over the Shivaratri weekend or week, she and her team were out there, as they have been for at least the last 20 or 25 years, day and night, almost 24 hours a day, just distributing and distributing. And now we will hear the results and appreciate the devotees. Hare Krishna. So we hand over to you.